Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of November, 2022. How are you today? I'm going to ask you that. I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for joining me today. Thank you so much for your belief and your trust in this platform. We have some great things lined up for you. By the way, we're going to have a mid-month Patreon meeting this Sunday. Okay, we need to talk about a few things. Get prepared because things are happening. You know, we had, a dozen or so Democratic senators revolt after the midterm election, voting against extending Biden's COVID restrictions and the emergency declaration. It's all show. It's all show. You know that. You know, I spoke yesterday, FTX, you know, the kid in a dirty t-shirt and dirty tennis shoes, the CEO of FTX, pyramid scheme, Ponzi scheme. Looks like Susan Collins is joining fellow rhino Mitch McConnell in receiving dirty FTX money. Yeah. Donald Trump, obviously, announced yesterday, running again. Let's do it. Now, I got some heat yesterday. Well, you're excusing him for his pushing of the vax. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. He needs to answer to that, too. You know, there is no amnesty, and I don't care if your name is Donald Trump or Kushner or Eric Trump or Don Jr. or whoever, or Eric the Tech, if you push the injecticide, there's no amnesty for you. It's just a matter of triage. Okay, that's what this is, triage. And speaking of which, can we play video three? This is that Muppet maggot, Klaus Schwab, explaining to the world how things are going to go. Okay, someone needs, and I'm serious about this, someone needs to... Well, you know what I was going to say, right? Who in the hell is this Muppet? Where'd he come from? Well, for those paying attention, he came from the Kissinger School of, you know, globalism. And I think that's Mika's godfather. I'm kidding, of course, but who knows? Can we play video three to show you what Klaus has got in the works for all of us? Listen to this.
Of course, if you look at all the challenges, we can speak about a multi-crisis, an economic, a political, a social, an ecological, an institutional crisis. But actually, what we have to confront is a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world. And this will take some time. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process. Politically, the driving forces for this political transformation, of course, is the transition into a multipolar world, which has a tendency to make our world much more fragmented. And for these reasons, events like this one, the G20, and so on, are the very important connectors to avoid a too great segmentation.
So here's what I want to know. Okay, yesterday I did a show, the name, the title of which was, hey, you know that tree over there, the Tree of Liberty? It needs watered. Just saying. Folks, look, this is not Republican v. Democrat. This is not right versus left. This is right versus wrong. This is good versus evil. You pointed that out, of course, in your comments on the sections, the comment sections yesterday. I get that. And you know, there's someone else that gets that. I'm not going to blow too much smoke up his skirt. He's a kind of a hero of mine. I'm going to show you this. Trends is your friend. I want to make sure you remember. Oh, before I do that, I want to mention this. Look, real quick, folks, we're about solutions, right? You know about our training, about our tactical training. Those people out there, we made a deal with the Freedom Center USA. Folks, sign up. We need people to sign up like right now, because if you don't, there will not be a spot for you. If you have a friend, family member, if you are capable of taking special handgun rifle training, Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA, there you go. It's right there. Remember that tree I spoke of? You might have to defend your house sometime. Folks, this is a special deal. Do it today. Do it now. Go to HagmanReport.com/training. That's HagmanReport.com/training. Hey, at least we're doing something, okay? Because, yeah, things are going to get bad. And look, I don't know how many. We don't have that many spots left. This training is for December 1 through 4. Email training@HagmanReport.com. That's training@HagmanReport.com. For more information, go to HagmanReport.com/training. But having said all of that, you know, if you want to know about history before it happens, I've got the gentleman for you. If you want to know about the trends, what's taking place, there's one publication that has yet to fail, in my view, that has yet to be wrong, in my view. In the current issue in the Trends Journal, there's an article, just an incredibly fabulous article by good friend of the program, friend of mine, Greg Mannarino. You know him, right? make no mistake, the central bank will continue to inflate faster, farther, and wider. I'm telling you, that's the key. That's one of the things that's taking place. But this Trends Journal is even better than the last, and the last is better than the one before that. Look, you need to, seriously, go to trendsjournal.com. There it is right there on your screen, right? I do have the right URL, right? If not, it's in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. But with me is Gerald Salini. But before I bring Gerald on, I want to play a clip from yesterday, or the 15th. Was that yesterday? I don't even know what day it is. Yeah, yesterday, the 15th. He's calmed down as much as I have. Yes. Listen to this. This is an excerpt about the Trends Journal. This is the first segment of that video. Okay, watch this, and then we're going to bring them on.
And again, we have Poland's economy tanks as inflation rockets up. Again, this is what's going on in Poland. Poland's economy tanks as inflation rockets up. This is written before they had Poland announces today that two people were killed by a Russian missile. You could, when all else fails, they take you to war. They're going to World War III's begun. Grow up, everybody. Again, look at your cover of your magazine. It's right there. Democrats versus Republicans equals Crips versus Bloods. They're murderers and thieves. They're warmongers. Every fucking Democrat voted to send $40 billion of our money, all those liberal phony freaks, to Ukraine, and more coming, and from the Repulsivekins as well. All the data's here. And what else?
I'm sure glad he's calmed down. Gerald Celeni, Journal Trends Research. I'm telling you, he's just a fantastic man. Remember, the trend is your friend. It is history before it happens. Gerald Celeni. Gerald, thanks for coming on with me.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's been so long.
Hasn't it been? I mean, it's been forever. And you're looking better than ever and sounding better than ever.
Well, thanks. I sit out in the sun because I have to read all this garbage every day from media around the world. So I do it sitting in the sun to get that vitamin D.
I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. I've done that quite a bit. Now I got to find some sun up here in the, well, you're up here. Where's the sun? I haven't seen the sun in like since August, but anyway. Yeah, the Trends Journal is hotter, I believe, than it's ever been. It's been more prescient. It's been more on target. It's one of the things that I believe it's necessary to have in your inbox, in access to, all of the time. There it is, right there, the current issue. Folks, sign up for the Trends Journal. You will not be sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we're giving it everything we have. You know, I've never worked harder in my life. The magazine started out back in 1991 as a newsletter. It was 8 pages and it was a quarterly. And then we went from a quarterly to a monthly, and now we're a weekly. And we average over 150 pages a week, no ads. And, you know, I'm very concerned about where our lives are going. And we're trying to, as you are, do everything we can to reverse these negative trends. And I, you know, about how you're teaching people to defend themselves as well in any way you can. When the COVID war broke out, we said that crime was going to spike dramatically because when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And, you know, as a New Yorker, holy, it's a whole different place. Taking the subway is like worse than a night in Calcutta.
Yep.
And you're sitting down outside having a pizza and a guy picks up a chair and bangs it over your head. I mean, and it's going on across the country. So teaching people how to defend themselves, it's not only important just to defend yourself, but when you have that mentality of being a fighter and you'll kill anybody that tries to kill you, you don't take the crap and swallow the crap that they're shoving down our throats by the government and all these little bureaucrats. So when people become fighters, that's when the real positive change happens. And it's not in a violent way. It's in a protective way. And until we have that, you know, we're finished. We just had these stupid elections. You know, as I said, it's the Bloods versus Crips is the same thing as the Democrats and Republicans. What's your favorite war? Well, you know, I like Harry Truman's wars of Korea. Well, you know, LBJ, the Democrat. I really like the Vietnam War. You know, I like Bush's war. I like his father's first Iraq war. I love his son's second Iraq war. And boy, do I love the Afghan war. And I love the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama. Oh, yeah, yeah. Gaddafi has to go, destroy Libya. Assad has to go, only kill 650,000Syrians. Oh, and that's on the murder end. And now all the corporatism. Hey, I'm a big company. Give me a tax break. Your workers are slave landia. You pay full school taxes. You pay full property taxes. Hey, but I'm going to build something. So give me money and give me tax breaks. Oh, and I'm Jamie Dimon. Yeah. And what was your great, 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 great grandfather? One of the gang that when Christ went into the temple to drive the money changers out, you know, was he there too, that bankster? Hey, we're too big to fail. We're too big to fail. $29 trillion. The federal bankster gangsters pumped in from 2007 to 2010 to bail out the banksters. They're murderers and thieves. That's who's running our country. Mentally ill, arrogant, low-life pieces of shit.
Amen to that.
So that's the way I feel.
Amen to that. You know, now don't hold back because, you know, it's bad for
your
health.
By the way, I just went to, I rarely go to a doctor. I went to my buddy to get to the checkups and stuff. You know, I'm just turning 76, you know, I get little things happen. And I said, how's my blood pressure? He said, man, it's really low. It's, and the reason is because I get it out.
Exactly.
And people hold it in.
Yep.
And you, not only when you hold it in, it's great for colitis, by the way, too. You know, keep building on the inside and your blood pressure. And that's the problem. People aren't getting it out. That's They're right. not fighting. They're taking crap from little low life pieces of jerky garbage. And by the way, I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 26 years old. I ran major political campaigns in Westchester County at a graduate school. The Yonkers mayor, Angelo Martinelli, Flynn ran for congressman, Carl Vigari, district attorney. You know, they were grooming me. I've been on the other side. I know what the system is.
Hmm. Did you like it there?
I quit the Senate after 1 year. Yep. And none of my pals could believe it. Matter of fact, my dear friend, may rest in peace, Brian Nolan. Anyway, his wife became the assistant, the lieutenant governor under Pataki. And what happened, this is what used to happen. We hire a clown to, you young guys, you're standing in the back of the chamber. You know, you're talking about, what are you talking about? You talk about sports, you talk about cars, you talk about girls. And we hire a clown to open the door. Senator Frank Smith, Senator Tom Brown. Hey, this fat slob opening the door. What, the guys can't open the door by themselves? I say to my friend, what are you paying? What is this? And then as we're talking, my buddies would leave, follow the senator to his seat, pull out the chair and help him sit down. And they come back. I say, man, what's the matter? Cat can't sit down by himself. He needs some help. You know, Gerald, you have that kind of an attitude. You're not going to make it here.
Oh.
I said, listen, that's not the way I grew up, man. You know, I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx, 1946, man. Different trip, Cat. Don't do that stuff. I quit after 1 year. And then what I did, I designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology, how to run political campaigns. And I taught it at St. John's University. You know, I know what this deal is. And the reason I got to the top so quick is because the people that work on campaigns are the dumbest of the dumbest of the low lives that can't get a job in the real world and need to do something. So that's why I made it to the top, you know, really quick, because, you know, the way I grew up, you know, my parents, my father, they rest in peace. You know, I worked as a kid right from the start, doing stuff.
Yeah.
And so this was nothing for me. And that's the people that are running our government. The people that are bureaucrats, or I call them bureaucrats, they can't get a job in the real world. So they suck into the system. And look at the political system that we have and the bureaucratic system in every city, state, and across the nation.
You know, as I sit here in Pennsylvania, my head is going to explode. Look, you've got Fetterman with the cyborg, okay? And look, I understand he had a stroke, okay? I give him that. However, I mean, what the heck? And then you got Biden, who's cognitively impaired. So you got two cognitively impaired people selected and put into office. And here we sit. Are we supposed to take this crap?
No. Well, you know, let's Fetterman. All right.
Yeah.
He perfectly exemplifies how low America keeps sinking. Look at the slobby dress that guy wears. Look at what did he just come out from the coal mine? I mean, really? He symbolizes the decline of America in style, class, and grace. Look at the way people dress. Look what they look like. Again, you go back to our parents' generation. I have a photograph of my my parents' wedding, 1934. You look at, could you hand me that book over there, the Dizzy book there? You look at the, it's one of my books where Zizzy gave Honey Boy. Zizzy's the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. And that woman, Doris Roberts, who played everyone, the mother and Everyone Loves Raymond, played, last role was playing my aunt.
Oh, and, wow. And then
she died 15 minutes into the movie, but you could get it on YouTube. It's there, Zizzy and Honey Boy. You can't see this real well, but look at the way they're dressed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at the dignity. All right. 1934. The immigrants. My father worked in a fish store. My aunts and uncles worked in factories, laborers. Look at the elegance and style of the people. And now look at the slobby freak show it is. And Fetterman is the example of how low America's gone and keeps going. Look what they look like. 42% of Americans are obese. 70% overweight. When we were kids, you went shopping. You went to these great local stores, department stores, Elegance. Now you go into a warehouse called Target or Walmart. There were stationery stores and drug stores. You knew the owners. Hey, now there's CVS and Walgreens and Staples. You used to go to hardware stores, all local. Nah, now we got Lowe's and Home Depot. The bigs have taken over everything. The quality of life has gone down, and America is at the end of the end.
And there it is. And I kind of want to touch on what you said there, because especially with Fetterman, the way he has dressed, okay, and dresses, to me, that shows a lack of self-respect, a lack of respect for others, and a lack of respect for whatever office. Okay. But you see that everywhere. You see that we used to get dressed up when we went on airplanes. I mean, my goodness, if I wasn't, I mean, as a young boy, when they had the prop planes, you get on and you wore your good clothes.
Yep.
Not anymore.
It's a pig show. It's a pig show. You go to church, my friends go to church, they tell me, man, you see the way the people go in there. They're dressed like slobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And you always get dressed up to go to church. It's everywhere. And again, it's look at the culture. Look at what the stores look like. Isn't it wonderful going into a McDonald's? No, I like driving through a Popeye's. I mean, and you see people walking down the street eating and drinking. I mean, the whole quality of life has declined so dramatically. The only thing that, once upon a time, there was a thing called the Black Plague. And they say that about 60% of Europe was wiped out.
Yeah.
People got it in their minds that they were killing themselves. And what did they do? They had a renaissance. Alla Romana all'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients, they used to describe the quality of their work. And we need a renaissance in this country. We need to bring back the quality of the land of opportunity that it was. We have to break up the monopolies and put back the Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, Glass-Steagall Act, that took everything away from us and gave it to the bigs. Again, the numbers are there.
Right.
1% owns 54% of all the stocks in America. 1%. The 10%, you're up to 90.
Wow.
So the other, 10% is 90% of the stocks owned by 10% of the people. And again, 1% owns over 50% of that. Then the other 10%, you have the people in their, their IRAs and this and that. Nothing. Chump change. The bigs own everything. America has become, as I call it, all we are plantation workers on the global plantation of Slavelandia.
You know, I don't even know if this fits here, but I'm fascinated with old coins and currency. And I was holding a capped bust, half dollar from 1830. Andrew Jackson was the president at the time. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, how much history has that seen? How much has our currency been debased? There's so much. When you look at that date on that item and you think, look where we are today versus where we are then. Sure, there have been some improvements, but my goodness, in general, you're seeing everything kind of implode. I don't know where that fits in. I wanted to throw that in there just because.
It fits in perfectly. Okay. Because the founding fathers, you know, they probably all turning in their graves to what this country, what they fought for. And again, you know, each week, by the way, I do a podcast with Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Yes. Tonight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that to me is the kind of man that we need as the president of this country. I mean, this guy's a constitutional lawyer and he knows the Bill of Rights and what our rights have been lost and on in the details. And plus he's has a very libertarian frame of mind. And he talks about, you know, the founding fathers and how the rights that they've given us that have been stolen one after another. And we have to bring this. We need a renaissance. What you said is perfect because it's going back. We have to go back to the foundation of what this country was built upon and not how they turned it into an ugly skyscraper, you know, and destroyed the foundation. You know, so what you're saying is perfect. This isn't what this country was founded upon. No foreign entanglements. Read George Washington's farewell address, particularly in Europe. This stuff has been going on for centuries between them. We're not going to get involved in this. Oh, hey, I'm the president. We're going to defend Ukraine. We're going to defend NATO. What do you mean, NATO? What the hell are we doing in NATO? What's in NATO for? It's not my trip. So no, what you're saying goes back to what I'm saying. We need a renaissance. We need to bring back what this country was founded upon in style, class, and grace, culture, freedom, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
All of the above. And folks, you can find a lot of this sentiment and a lot of this history and a lot of this richness in the Trends Journal. Okay. Please subscribe to the Trends Journal. I'm going to tell you right now, you won't be sorry. This latest Trends Journal, again, Gregory Mannarino hit it out of the park with that piece he did. But again, history before it happens, there's the current, the cover of the Trends Journal. Folks, it's a digital magazine. You will not be sorry. And that's, and thank you for putting this together. So, okay, what do you see? I really want you to talk. I want Gerald Celente, sir, I want you to say whatever it is on your mind. What is in your heart, on your mind, with America today? I mean, I got stacks of papers over here. If you look at the desk behind the camera, you'll see newspaper articles. I mean, bad news after worse news after even worse news. You see, transgenderism. My gosh, I mean, mastectomies for young children, for young girls. I mean, on and on. You see Ukraine. FTX, oh my goodness, that little snot-nosed kid from FTX and his girlfriend, whatever. I want you, what's on your mind and heart that you want to deliver to the American people?
Well the number one, my number one concern is World War III. It's already begun.
Okay.
And you know, like we're again, the brain, Judge Napolitano doesn't call them public schools, he calls them government schools. And that's the perfect example of what they are. You know, we're taught, for example, World War One began, little boys and girls, when they assassinated the Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo. Now, what the hell is an Archduke? And what's a Sarajevo, you know? I mean, what does this mean? You mean nothing was leading up to this? Oh, no. And World War Two, it began when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Make sure you get that right on your test. I mean, nothing led up to that. No conflicts between the United States and Japan going on. What was going on in Europe? Oh, 80% of the people, by the way, in the United States were opposed to getting involved in World War II after the disaster of World War One. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yeah, you can go into that one too, with that slimy lowlife piece of crap named rotten hell Woodrow Wilson, who gave us World War One, the Federal Reserve, and federal income taxes. 80% of the people didn't want to go get involved in World War II because right. of the disaster of World War One until Pearl Harbor. Now that brings us to now. We are at war with Russia. If I said, hey, Doug, listen, I want to go blow the guy's brains out next door. I can't stand this guy. Give me a gun and give me, you got any grenades? And you gave them to me. You're an accessory to the crime.
Yes.
America sent over $70 billion to Ukraine. And Biden's just asked for another $40 billion.
Yep.
$110 billion of our dough going to keep bloodying the killing fields and escalate a war that would have ended months ago if the United States and NATO did not supply the weapons. So now it's going to take a false flag event that's going to ignite the war like they assassinated the Archduke Ferdinand. And you saw it this week with they came out and the headline was two people die in Poland from Russian missile attack. And then it came out, well, Russia said, no, it's not our missile. They showed us photos. This isn't us. And now they admitted it's not. But here's what came out on CNN today. Headline story. NATO chief, this is not Ukraine's fault. The deadly strike in Poland was likely fired, you ready, by Ukraine's defense. Again, this is the Cartoon News Network, CNN headline story. But, ready? Russia bears ultimate responsibility as it continues its illegal war, NATO chief says.
Oh, wait wow. A minute. You can't make that up. I mean, okay.
Yep.
Wow. Some twisted logic there.
Yep. Ukraine did it, but quote, Russia bears ultimate responsibility. We have mentally deranged people running and ruining our lives. This guy Stoltenberg, I'd love to see him man to man. I'd love to tell him what an arrogant little piece of shit he is. And if you want to go fight, Junior, put on your military drag, grab your gun, and go over to Ukraine and lead the charge, or shut your mouth. And everybody out there that wants to support Ukraine, send your money, send your kids, send yourself, go lead the charge or shut your mouth.
I love it. Well, I noticed that in your profile, you've got the Ukraine flag dutifully. There was a, by the way, there's the NATO chief there.
Oh, what an arrogant. A guy that's been sucking off the public tit his whole life.
Yep. There you go.
Stoltenberg, Stolten jerk-off.
Unbelievable. Do you think that, I mean, we saw this false flag, if you will, this incident in Poland blamed on Ukraine. Is Ukraine going to ratchet up? I mean, the events there, what's going to happen, do you think?
Again, we said it from the beginning. They're going to lose.
Yeah.
They're going to lose. You know, I have a chart, famous chart.
Uh-huh.
Somebody sent me, all framed. Napoleon's march to Moscow, 1812. He leaves Poland with 420,000 troops. And they did a weather pattern as they marched to Moscow. Left with 420,000. He came back with 10,000. Then there was a thing called World War II. And Germany launched Operation Barbarossa.
Yes.
They killed an estimated 25 million Russians. Who were the first to defeat the Germans in East Germany? Oh, the Russians? You know, my close combat teacher, John Perkins, back in the 90s, when the Soviet Union broke up, a lot of Russians started coming in. And this Russian guy comes to class. And John Perkins, Bradley Steiner was a top close combat guy in America, passed on, may rest in peace. And he taught John Perkins, who's my teacher. So these guys go at him. Perkins got him down on the ground. And when you have him down, he said, you take them out until their spirit leaves their soul. And the Russian guy says, what's this spirit and soul you're talking about?
Okay.
I got you, man.
Oh,
yeah,
that was my,
yeah. You don't screw with the Russians. This war would have been over. You saw it happen. Look, over 70% now, they're estimating, of Ukraine has no electricity and water gone. Could you imagine living there? And when did this escalate? Oh, it escalated after they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline.
Exactly. Yes.
And Putin said it. Okay, you've done it. You're going to come after. All right, now we're going to escalate this thing. They could wipe Ukraine off the map in megaseconds if they wanted to. And their whole idea of the whole beginning of it was not to destroy the place. They didn't want to destroy the infrastructure. They made that clear. That's why they were doing it step by step by step. And again, just for the facts, this is your Trends Journal from 2014, when it used to be a quarterly. Major story in here by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Washington is driving the world to the final war, world hegemony is not a right America has earned. He goes on to write, Ukraine presented a perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Club last December, meaning December 2013, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland boasted that Washington had invested $5 billion in non-governmental organizations, NGOs, in Ukraine. You ready? The purpose of the NGOs is to teach democracy to Ukraine.
No, okay.
Overthrow the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych.
Yep.
Because he wanted to do it. He was going to do a deal with the IMF and the EU because Ukraine, the most corrupt country in Europe, has been broke since the breakup of the Soviet Union. And Putin said, I got a better deal for you. I'll give you lower interest rates and I'll lower your price of your oil. Okay, we'll go with you. That was the end of it. And again, the people don't know about the deal made between Gorbachev and Bush Sr. Quote, NATO will not move one inch further. And there were 16 NATO countries. Now there are 30. And they don't talk about the violation of the Minsk agreement when they finally ended the overthrow of Yanukovych, where the separatist region was going to be the Russian region of Donbass, and how the Ukrainians have killed over 14,000 people since then in that region. So none of that's talked about in the media. Again, tracking trends is an understanding of where we are and how we got here to see where we're going, and the people have no idea of how we got here.
You know, one thing, folks, I have learned a lot about the Ukrainian situation, the Russian situation with Ukraine from the Trends Journal. I'm not overstating that. There's a lot of good, rich history. You saw that from 2014, subsequent to the Maidan Revolution, consequential too, perhaps. So, folks, please do me a favor. I would consider this a personal favor. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Link in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. And you're exactly right, I believe. Man, talk about the provocation. People want World War III, want it very badly, and are financing the hell out of it right now.
Yep.
Yeah. This is not going to end well unless...
No, it's going to end in nuclear war.
Yeah.
I mean, look what happened to Europe in World War I. I had a French girlfriend, and she used to tell me how all the beautiful buildings destroyed in World War I, all the, you know, centuries old buildings, all the people that died in the trenches, on and on and on. World War II. I mean, you know, that's why I bought the, you know, I own three of the most historic buildings in America.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah. It's the only corner with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings.
Wow.
And it's the 1750, the 1774 Academy, one of the first public schools, and the 1763 Dr. Jensen House. And the other one's the museum. And the seeds of democracy was sown here. That's why I bought them. The Constitution that was written for New York State when Kingston was the capital was burnt down by the British. They moved it to Albany. Over 70% of America's Constitution comes from the Constitution. It's written right here. I could throw a stone across the street and hit where the courthouse is. And then John Jay, the famous Supreme Court judge, was a judge here. I bought it, to make a long story short, I bought these buildings when I came back from Berlin in 2012. And I'd never been there before. Berlin was grander than Paris before it was bombed out.
Hmm.
And everywhere I look, I see a beautiful German building, a new construction. Beautiful German building, a new construction. I said, why didn't the people stop this before it was over? You're losing. You're losing. And the same thing going on in Ukraine. You're losing. Stop the war. What I'm saying to you is my greatest fear is nuclear war. They're already selling it. They've been running duck and cover ads from Business Insider to New York.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, like going under a desk and putting your hands behind your head is going to save you from a nuclear explosion?
Well, Eric, the tech and I have been wearing our baseball or our bicycle helmets indoors and practicing duck and cover over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, just in case. But
no, that's good. Yeah. That's like standing 6 feet apart so you don't get COVID, because the wind blows exactly in straight lines every 6 feet. It doesn't go up. It doesn't go down. Like when you're in an airplane, remember, wear your mask all the time, but when you eat and drink, you can take your mask off, because COVID knows when you're eating and drinking, and it's not going to bother you. We're in kindergarten.
Oh, man.
We got our kindergarten teachers in charge of us.
Yes. Very well stated. Very well stated. Again, folks, as if he needs an introduction, Gerald Celeni, Trends Journal. You've got to subscribe. In fact, let me know you did. Send me an email letting me know you did, and please do so. The information in here is history before it happens. And if you want to know where we're going to be next year at this time, Trends Journal. Just subscribe. I need to ask you about this, if I may. We're seeing record numbers in the stock markets. High of June matched, apparently, right? In the Dow Jones or something. S&P up, Dow's up, everything's up. Everything's good. We're having a party here. How long is this going to last?
It could last forever. I mean, forever. You know, they'll keep getting, again, I thought things would crash in 2012.
Yeah.
I was wrong. You know why? They didn't teach me about zero interest rates and quantitative easing in Economics 101 or graduate school. They made up the crap. They'll do anything they can. Remember, it's the 1% owns 54% of the markets. It has nothing to do with Main Street. So they're going to do everything. They're gamblers, and they're in charge of the casino. They're going to do everything they can. So let's go back to the facts. In 40 of the last midterm elections, 40 of the midterm elections following them, the S&P 500 in a period of 12 months increased 15%. So going by the numbers, you know, it looks like the equities are going to stay up. But now we have wild cards that have never been played before.
Okay, this is what I want to hear. I heard you talk about this briefly, but go ahead, continue.
The number one wild card is the Ukraine war.
Right.
The number two wild card was the COVID war. The businesses, the lives and livelihoods that have been destroyed around the globe is incalculable. Let's take some of the COVID war after effects, besides all the mental illnesses, besides the grades going way down, besides the drug addiction, besides the suicides and the crime rate. Let's look at something they don't talk about at all. The office occupancy rates. Ooh. Your office occupancy rates on average in the United States are now 50%. In Europe, about 46%. If you're going out, you know, an hour and a half on the LIE back and forth to work, and then they lock you up and you had to stay home and you're home for 3 months and you're saying to yourself, holy geez, I got up every day at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work and coming back. I hated it. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm working at home. Okay, you can work at home a couple of days a week. You know why? Let's say I'm a guy and I have 10 floors in an office, skyscraper, mm-hmm. office building. You know, I only need 3 floors now. I just saved myself $2 million this year. Yeah, work home a couple of days a week. Now all the businesses that depended on commuters, the dry cleaners, a third of them have gone out of business in America. Happy hours, no more. They're gone. Oh, by the way, everything where I am up in Kingston, New York, mm-hmm. I'm 15 minutes away from Woodstock. 9 o'clock, the streets are dead now at night. 10 o'clock, Woodstock's a ghost town. When I came up here, you lived not far from here, Rhinebeck across the river. We used to go to Woodstock all the time. You know, we go out 10 o'clock at night. That's when we go out. So anyway, the damage is incalculable going back to the equity markets and what's going on. When Mannarino is saying about the feds, it has nothing to do with raising interest rates to bring down the economy. What happened is all the cheap money they piled into the equity markets and to the economy to artificially boost it up to fight the COVID war. Hey, you don't have to work. Here's your paycheck. Hey, businesses, here's money for you. Airlines, here's several billion for you. Go on. They pumped up and then they brought interest rates down to zero over in Europe. Negative interest rates. And then they lied about inflation. It's temporary. It's transitory. And of course, now in the woke world, we could call it transgendatory. They made up this crap knowing that they needed cheap money to keep the game going. So what I'm saying is now you have the Ukraine war and tensions building up between Iran and Israel.
Yep.
Now you have war breaks out in the Middle East. The energy prices, Europe is decimated right now. According to the data, over 100,000 small and medium sized businesses are going out of business in Italy because of the soaring energy prices, of which gasoline in Rome has gone up 90% in 1 year because of the sanctions they put on Russia. And the damage of the COVID war when they locked down everything. Now go global with this. When all else fails, they take you to war. All things are connected. What followed the Great Depression? Oh, World War II. What a surprise. Oh, what followed the dot-com bust? Oh, the war on terror. Oh, you mean the NASDAQ was only down 66% on the day before 9/11? Yeah, well, that's right. Oh, but people forgot all about that, and they created a fake housing market and the other baloney to artificially boost it to the, and we had the panic of 08. Oh yeah, that's what happened. Oh, and they're doing it again right now with all the cheap money they're putting in. Yeah, but don't worry about it, because this war, it'll be the war that ends all wars and ends all life. Mm. When they asked Albert Einstein, what kind of weapons will be used to fight the Third World War? This is a guy that knew a thing or two about the atomic bomb. He said, I don't know. He said, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the fourth.
Recall the quote. Yes. And that's where we're, that's where they want
that's
to
where
take
we're
us.
Headed.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow.
Just like they destroyed Europe. Just like this has been going on for centuries. What's your favorite war? I like the Peloponnesian War. The War of Roses. Now that's a nice, happy war. How about the 100-year war? Well, that was a good one. I'm telling you, we have mentally ill people in charge. Eisenhower said it. Any man seeking the office of president is either an egomaniac or crazy.
I agree. I agree.
That's his quote.
Now I do know that you, Gerald Celani, you've got some initiatives that you can, that you're asking people to support. If you want to plug them, feel free to do so, because you're doing things behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, making the scenes. If you want to talk about the different initiatives you have, go ahead. We've got a few minutes.
Yeah, left. Well, one of them is, could you get that folder right over there, the Occupy the Peace rally we just had? This past July, we had a big Peace and Freedom rally.
Yep.
And we had Judge Andrew Napolitano. Thank you. Here it is.
There we go. Check
Scott
that out,
Ritter.
Wow.
Gary Null. And Phil Giraldi. Phil Giraldi was a former top CIA guy. And he went into the Bush, with Bush into his office, and he showed all the data the CIA had proving there were no weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Bush told Giraldi to leave the office. And Giraldi, you know what he did? He quit. He wouldn't be part of it. You read his articles, man. This is a real man. This
good
guy,
man.
Top CIA guy.
Yep.
So, And we had the hot damn band, Aaron Neville. His wife is a big fan, subscribes to the Trends Journal, and she put together this group for us, the hot damn band. So we had entertainment. We had, again, myself, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Gary Null, Progressive Radio Network, and Phil Giraldi sent out over 3,000 press releases over the course of 3 weeks. Got no coverage at all.
Of course.
Mike Tennant in the academy, it's called Rough Draft, they closed down. And they put it out that there was a political rally. This is Mike Tennant. The arrogance and stupidity of people when you go for peace. They called it a political rally, so they were shutting down.
Oh.
I didn't have any politicians there. It's nothing about politics. Peace and freedom has become a political rally. That's a political rally. That's how low and crappy the people are. They just like the COVID war.
Right.
We swallow their shit. How dare you not swallow it too? We hate you. I wouldn't get a vaccination. Why? How dare you not get a vaccination? Well, first book I worked on was called Natural Healing. I take a whole series of vitamins and supplements.
Yep.
I build up my immune system. Why? That's stupid of you. You should get a vaccination that they, you know, never approved, gave it emergency first gene therapy inoculation ever injected into a human being. Why wouldn't you do it? That's the attitude. So we support Occupy Peace.
Okay.
OccupyPeace.com. If we don't do anything, we're gonna die. Again, World War II is not ancient history. World War I's not ancient history. And you can see just what happened with their blaming. Going back to what happened in Poland. Again, in this week's Trends Journal, as I noted before this happened, we wrote about the protests going on in Poland and how the country's going down the crapper. They have serious protests. thousands, tens and thousands of people taking to the streets because of the dire economic conditions. When all else fails, they take you to war. Do you know how the people's minds got off the protests and the Russians just bombed us?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to the people, you better do something. Everybody needs to do something. Whatever you do, do it. If you want to donate to us, fine. If you don't want to, do something positive to change the course. Because if you don't do anything, we're finished. We can't do it on our own. OccupyPeace.com.
And folks, there it is. Watching those people who are watching on Rumble, Brighty, on other platforms, there it is, OccupyPeace.com. Gerald Celeni, I want to thank you so very much for taking... Look, I know you're a busy guy, and you've taken some time out of your busy schedule to be with me. Would you come back?
Anytime. I enjoyed so much being on with you. I thank you so much for all that you do. You know, you're a real American... You know, you're a man of honor, and I'm very privileged to be on with you, and thank you so much.
Well, the privilege extends from this end as well. Gerald Celeni, I'm telling you, I had a great time, and I'm glad you spoke your heart. And I'll tell you something, I want to see everyone who cares about the history or who cares about the trajectory of our country hop on board the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. Gerald, thank you so very much for coming on board. Appreciate
you.
Thank you. All right. Folks, that was Gerald Celeni from trendsjournal.com. Really hitting it out of the park. I'll tell you something. You want truth unfiltered as we do. It is trendsjournal.com. And there was a while when I didn't subscribe and I missed it. Okay, I missed not having that information. I'm subscribed now, and I have learned more. And I'm very serious about this. Oh, and listen and watch his time with the judge. You may not like Napolitano but it doesn't matter. The information it always hurts my head when I think, you know, Eric the Tech, I'm thinking to myself, I get emails saying, well, I really don't care for this person or that person. But if they speak the truth, let's just say if you had a paper boy with a hard copy of the Trends Journal tossing it on your porch, you wouldn't say, I hate that paper boy. Okay. Just because you didn't agree with something in the whatever it might be, if the newspaper, you know what I'm saying. So that's why I believe it's so very, very, very important. I want to show you one thing. Hopefully we have time. I want to show you one thing in closing. Our battle is local. Okay. When you look at the big things in DC taking place, I don't have time to play that local school board video. I will put it in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. It's a man who goes to the school board, I believe. I believe it is. And I don't have my notes in front of me. And just nails them to the wall. I mean, just nails them with the puke publications that they have authorized our children, not authorized them, but demanded that they read. It's heartbreaking, yet it's inspiring at the same time. But before I go, I want to play this little tidbit by Chris. I can't play it. We're out of time. The links will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. Went over time. I didn't mean to do that. Folks, again, do me a favor, subscribe to the Trends Journal. In fact, send Gerald Celeni an email. Send them an email saying, saw you on Hagman, loved it, loved your frankness, loved your passion. Keep doing it. Because guys like that, look, not that we need it necessarily, but we certainly appreciate being appreciated. So with all of that said, I want to say thank you to Gerald. Thank you to Eric the Tech. And thank you for tuning in, for listening. Please do me a favor, another favor, and that is share this broadcast with everyone you know. We've got to get the word out, and we've got to keep on fighting. Have a good night. May God bless each and every one of you. Good night.